This is Supernatural Breakthrough with Mike Signorelli every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. A new episode drops. So the unseen realm, ancient wisdom, and your freedom awaits in this episode. Let's jump right in. So Pastor Mike, what happens when I die? That moment where my spirit leaves my body. So I get this question all the time. And as a former atheist myself, I actually spent years listening to stories of people who had died and came back. People who were clinically brain dead and yet were having experiences outside of their body that they were able to tell the doctors. And the doctors marveled at the accuracy of the descriptions that people gave. As a matter of fact, there's one doctor in particular who had so many after-death experiences that his patients told him that he ended up putting a scrolling marquee on the top of the shelving in his patient's one of the offices that he had. So that way that if when the patients reported floating out of their body as they were dying, they could tell what was actually on the scrolling marquee, like what words or phrases he put up there. And I'm just here to tell you that there are answers. You don't have to go to a doctor because we have the great physician, Jesus Christ, and we have this ancient text that has stood the test of time called the Bible. And so I want to tell you what the Bible has to say about what happens when you die. I will tell you this. We all are going to face that moment. We're all going to face that day, and we don't have to be confused. We don't have to wonder what happened. So let's just jump right in. First, for someone who believes in Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us that after death, our spirits are taken to heaven. And this is because our sins are forgiven. Jesus Christ has paid the ultimate price, but we immediately go to heaven, okay? And if you need a scriptural reference, John chapter 3, verse 16, but then if you go to verse 18 and then you go to verse 36, it breaks this down. Another scripture that often gets quoted is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6 through 8. So to be away from the body is to be at home with the Lord. Okay. And I say that because there's many people who say, well, we go to sleep and then, you know, you're kind of like in this temporary state. No, actually, immediately after you die, if you are a true Christ follower, immediately you go to be with the Lord. Now, what is this whole talk about being asleep? It's actually your body, your physical body that is asleep. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 17 describe our physical bodies being resurrected and we're given these glorified bodies. Okay, so let me just make this super easy to understand. So you are a true Christ follower. Your sins have been forgiven by Jesus. You immediately go to heaven. I know this teaching has been so good, but I wanted to pause for a second because I want to connect with you. Go to MikeSignorelli.com. Tell me your story. Check out all these resources I have available for you. And would you consider financially partnering? It's because people say, I'm going to join my finances with this podcast that we're able to reach so many people around the world. And I'll tell you this, we are good soil to sow into. So I'll see you at MikeSignorelli.com. And thank you so much for your financial gift. Okay, let's jump back in. But your physical body is dead. It's here on earth. Then, according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, there's a moment of the resurrection. The dead in Christ will rise first when Christ returns. And what happens is your spirit is rejoined with your body, and now it's a glorified body. It's just so exciting. I recently did a funeral of a friend, and I was reading this scripture as I was watching his casket being lowered into the earth, and it gave me such hope. Okay, so I believe it. And matter of fact, I just want to say this. As a former atheist, as somebody who has studied these things from a clinical, biological perspective and a scriptural perspective, I actually believe 100% of what the Bible says about what happens, because there are many people, not me personally, but others who have died and they've said, I was an atheist, I was a Hindu, I was a Muslim, but what I saw on the other side was Jesus Christ, not the prophet, but the Messiah. And I no longer can say anything else is true because I've seen it with my own spiritual eyes. Okay. And so that's what happens. And you can look at Revelation chapter 21 and 22 that gives you this account of your glorified body and soul being reunited. And it is your possession of believers for eternity in the new heavens and the new earth. But I want to end this video with a very special moment, because the Holy Spirit has brought you to this video, and probably you needed the certainty that you are being provided now. Like, I'm just saving you guys just books and books and books and books that I've read, and I'm giving you the answer just in a few moments. And that's a gift to you of years and years of personal study that I've done. But there is another death. And what I mean by that is there are people who are not Christians, they're not believers, they're not followers of Jesus Christ, they have not been forgiven of their sins and bought by the blood of the Lamb. And when they die, Luke chapter 16, verse 24 says, this rich man cried out, I am in agony in this fire. And I cannot tell you how many after-death experiences that people have told, like, I died and I came back to life. They resuscitated me, whatever that medical intervention was, and I went to hell. I was in agony in this fire, just like Luke chapter 16, verse 24 says the same thing. Jesus gives this account of this rich man who cries us out. And so here's the thing. Don't be deceived. It's not just you die and it's lights out. Everything goes black and it's like you never existed. Don't believe that lie. And there are people who have died and said, oh, I didn't experience anything. I just want to add my own 2 cents into those personal accounts, because after reading and listening to literally hundreds upon hundreds of after-death accounts, I can tell you with certainty that most likely the reason why they experienced nothing is because they were not completely dead. That, you know, there, it's very difficult to determine when a total death has occurred. Sometimes people's hearts stop, but your heart stops between beats. Sometimes your heart stops for an extended period of time. Like, what is that measurable, distinct, medically verifiable death? And I would argue that some people who said, well, it was just lights out, maybe it was a loss of consciousness, but not a loss of life. And so I've read hundreds and hundreds of other accounts where people have said, I died and I went to hell and I heard the screams, I smelled the smoke, and I had this physical experience. So I want to end this video like this. If this helped you, I want to get some feedback. Drop a comment right now and say, you know what, Pastor Mike, you've given me the scriptures. Matter of fact, all the scriptures that I've spoken of are in the description of this video so that you can actually go and do some deeper studies yourself. But drop a comment right now and let me know, hey, Pastor Mike, I just needed to know what the Bible said. There's 66 books in the Bible. You gave it to me in just a few minutes. Thank you so much. Hit the thumbs up. Tell YouTube to send this to more people's feeds right now. And as always, subscribe to my channel. If you want more videos like this, let me know in the comments. But when you hit that subscribe button, you're saying, Pastor Mike, I don't just want to be an audience. I want to be a part of this army. Because if heaven and hell is real, if life and death is literally being determined and my destiny is on the line, help me step into my purpose. Help me step into my destiny and teach me about the supernatural realm. If even doctors know that people are coming out of their bodies and they're able to physically read scrolling marquees on shelving, and then they come back to life and they're like, whoa, what about that phrase that I saw on the, how did they see something without their physical eyes? It's because the spiritual realm is eternal and it's more real than anything you've experienced with your physical body. And it matters so much that God sent his son Jesus to die for you so that you can spend eternity with him. What an amazing, amazing gift we have to spend our life with the Holy Spirit here in this physical world and then spend all of eternity face to face with him on the other side. And so I challenge you right now, hit the subscribe button. Make sure that you know with certainty what's going to happen the moment that you die, because I'll tell you what, I know with certainty. All you've got to do is completely and totally surrender your life to Jesus. Well, we are coming to the end of yet another incredible time together every Monday, every Wednesday, and Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am posting a new podcast so that you can be equipped and learn and grow. And you know, if you got this far, you may want additional mentorship and you may want to connect with me on a deeper level, which is why I have the Breakthrough Community. If you visit MikeSignorelli.com or BreakthroughTeaching.com, you can become a monthly financial partner for $27 a month or $297 for the entire year. You can come into the Breakthrough Community. We do monthly Zooms. Yes, monthly Zooms. It's wild. People from all over the world are there, including prophetic seminars and teachings that literally are banned on other platforms. All of it's waiting for you, including a private Facebook group with all of the other Breakthrough Community members. So again, go to MikeSignorelli.com or BreakthroughTeaching.com and become a monthly partner. I can't wait to see you there, and I will see you in the next podcast episode.